Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today, I want to explore the difference between getting better rules for living and tapping into your innate moment-by-moment responsive intelligence. And the metaphor that I have for this is the Ten Commandments. And we're not going to get too biblical here, but we might get a little biblical. But let me talk about why I want to talk about that. So imagine that there are three positions. So one is you're the Israelites at the bottom of Mount Sinai waiting for Moses to come down with his stone tablets to tell you how to live. Now, actually, they weren't really waiting for him to tell them how to live. They were worshiping golden calves, but, you know, go with me here. Now, the second position would be to be Moses in direct communication with the burning bush, with the voice of God. And then the third position to try on is being the bush, on fire with the Holy Spirit, but not being consumed by it. Now, to me, those three positions are the three positions we move between in our life. So when we're at our lowest ebb of consciousness, in other words, when we're feeling very human and not very divine, well, then we're looking for rules for how to live. We're disconnected from innate intelligence. We're disconnected from God. We're disconnected from spirit. So we look for, well, how shall I live? What is the right way to live? What is the best way to live? What is a good way to live? Well, then there are times, though, where we're more expansive, where we're more connected, where we're more like Moses speaking with the burning bush, and we're communicating with our inner wisdom. We're communicating with the divinity within us. We're communicating almost like in a dance with this innate intelligence, and it is guiding us. And so we can check in with it, and it kind of lets us know what not to do and what to do, and gives us not impulses so much, but inclinations that draw us in a direction. And then occasionally, and I don't know if you've had this experience, most people I talk to recognize this, we have moments where there's no duality, where it isn't you speaking to wisdom, you are just alive with well-being. You're just at peace in yourself, and you just know. And life is quite easy. I remember for me, the first time I really experienced that was I'd been on a happiness retreat. So this is back when I was struggling with depression. So happiness retreats were very important to me. And the big insight that I had on that happiness retreat was that it was okay to be unhappy. Now that may sound obvious to you, but I didn't know that. Like I thought the rule was you should be happy. And if you're not happy, there's something wrong with you and you must try harder. Well, what I got is sometimes I'm happy and sometimes I'm not, and that's okay. Now, this did something for me, and I got really connected up. And I didn't have words for it back then, but for a period of about 6 weeks, I was in a deeper connection, a deeper feeling state than I could remember having been in for any sustained period of time. And I remember flying home from the retreat, and I didn't have to make any decisions for those 6 weeks. I just knew what to do. It was obvious to me, well, of course I'll do that. Well, of course I'm not going to do that. And it was so odd and in some ways disconcerting, but in other ways I thought, oh my God, I'm enlightened. I figured it all out. I get it now. And I tried to articulate what it is that I'd gotten. And I would say to people, this is so easy. Life is so easy from this place. And they'd go, well, what's the secret? What's the rule? And I said, well, be happy. And that didn't really do it for most people. They were like, yeah, and? And I was like, well, okay, be happy and do what you want. They were like, that's going to be chaos. I was like, well, no, it's not like that, because it's not like, oh, I'm happy, so I'm going to go snort coke. It was different to that, but I couldn't articulate it. And And I now know that that was a sustained experience of being the burning bush, of being on fire with the divinity within me, but not consumed by it in any way. I was still there, but I just knew nothing seemed like a big deal. Now, I totally lost it. And I the only reason I even know I lost it was because about 18 months after that retreat, I fell back into it. I remember getting into a bath and it was like getting back into God. And it was extraordinary. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'd forgotten. And for years, I tried to get back to that by following the rules that I'd come up with when I was in it. Be happy. Okay, yeah, be happy, right? Be happy. I can do that. Follow your wanting. Oh, okay, yeah. So what do I want? And it got very psychological. And it got very trying to be a good person, trying to follow my own inner commandments. Well, at some point I realized what that experience was, and it was just an experience that's completely normal, completely natural, if not normal, of falling out of my conceptual mind and falling back into my true self. Now, my true self, by the way, is no different to your true self. I don't get my own, right? We all have one true self, one true nature. And what I found is that the more in touch I am with that, the more I allow myself those moments of dropping out of concept, dropping out of the known, and into the space of pure possibility, into the space within, life's easy because I'm simply responsive to it in a very simple, very natural way. No rules needed, no commandments needed. And so your homework, if you like homework, is to notice throughout the week, when in the week are you looking for commandments or trying to follow your inner commandments, your inner rules for how to live? When are you tuned in, like Moses talking to the burning bush? So you're communicating with this intelligence, you're in relationship with it. And hopefully you'll have a few moments at least where there's not two of you, where your humanity and divinity aren't in any sense separate, and you're simply living in the glow of this innate potential, of this inner self, of your true self. And notice what you notice. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.